Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to ask you about George Niang and Evan Mobley coming up here in a moment. 216-474-0092. Did you think the broadcast, which broadcast did you watch? You watch local or national?
I watched mostly the national.
All right. I watched all national. I watched national broadcast on purpose. There was obviously a very specific reason why is that I wanted to see. I'm looking for angles of where's the disrespect coming. There were some people who were upset. Who was the person with Beth Mowins? There was Angel Gray on the sideline, and
you know
she used to be here, obviously, doing Cavs games.
I can't remember
her
name.
Who was the person? They were saying the analyst with her was, like, pro-Orlando. And I know that a lot of fan bases here, and usually you and I are on the same page about this type of thing, is that I think they're looking for big games. I think they're looking for big moments.
Stephanie White.
Okay, so I think that, did she ever work for the Orlando Magic in any capacity whatsoever? Because there were people who were upset because they felt that the broadcast was decidedly pro-Orlando. And I just did not think it that way. I think you're going to see it. Well, you always see it through a fan's lens, so anybody who isn't your people are going to be upset. But I think what this does, there was one point where I became very annoyed, but that was actually before the game, and I'll explain that here in a moment. What I think it does is it shows you just what each broadcast is selling. The Cavs broadcast on Bally is selling you Cavs basketball. It's 2.5 hours of sales. 3 hours when you include the pre and post. It's a 3-hour sales pitch. And I got no problem with it. Buy tickets. Come see the basketball game, which, by the way, I got to tell you about my cousin who went there later on in the show. Because, again, you can say what you want to about the product on the court, but the fan engagement is fantastic over at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. They're selling you Cavs basketball, just like the Guardians are selling you Guardians baseball. The NFL is obviously different, but if you listen to the radio calls, there's plenty of things that are going on to sell you Browns football. And I think that so many people, especially with basketball and baseball, and because it's on TV, you watch that broadcast every day, with the exception of just a handful, especially baseball, you might have two other national broadcasts that are not Bally's. So you're seeing that, and so you get used to the people feeling your way. That you're upset because you got a bad call. They're upset because you got a bad call. Let's be upset together. Where the national ESPN broadcast, and I'm not explaining any of this to you, obviously you're going to try kind of draw it down more the line about some of this stuff. I was upset with maybe two calls in that game, but I wasn't upset enough to actually remember them here on a Monday morning. I thought that the game was pretty fair officiated. I think that some people were upset that they didn't see it that way. The only time I was upset was right before the game, and I almost went, all right, that's enough of this. I'm just going to go over to Bally. I didn't, was when Kendrick Perkins was, I'm getting excited for this game. I'm home. I went to the Akron practice beforehand, bring the kids home, the whole thing, in my office, ready for it. It's 12:45, getting ready to go. And then Kendrick Perkins like, well, I got to be paying attention to Donovan Mitchell here because, well, a lot of people say, quote, it was foot out the door, or a lot of people think he already has a foot out the door. I'm going, well, here we are. This is going to be the, and I know that that's a storyline, but I'm like, man, I got to be reminded of this stuff right before the game's about to start here.
That's not the storyline at halftime of the first playoff game of the entire playoffs.
Like, damn, man.
Like, can we at least get to game two before we start on that?
Like, if they were to lose, I think there would be something there, and it would be one of the things you pay attention to. Like, is this, and if they lose in the second round against Boston, which I know I'm just putting Boston there. Like, yes, obviously it'll be something said. Like when LeBron walked off the floor in 2010 against Boston and, is this the last time? Like, I remember Mike Breen saying that, and that was annoying then. But that was the only time that I felt like, you really needed to do that, Kendrick. You really needed to do that. But everything else was, I thought it was fair. I thought it was fine.
Obviously, it's two women calling a men's basketball game. I think a lot of guys are going to be out to start out. We could call a spade on that, right? Like, they, especially if they don't know them. Beth Mowins has called Browns games before now.
She's seeing over the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about Caitlin Clark, and somebody always gets in and tells us to knock it off. Yeah, right. Probably there's a lot of guys
right,
who are
like,
out.
I'm not going to act surprised at the fact that that would be going down. I mean, without a doubt, they're especially if it's not Doris Burke. Like, Doris Burke is the one, right, that is pierced through. And even though she gets plenty of criticism too, just like every announcer gets plenty of criticism, when you get to this level, when people are watching their teams in the playoffs, you know, they're very few. I remember people used to hate Hubie Brown calling the
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wizards, Cavs, first round series. He's totally in the tank for the Wizards. It's like, no, he's not. Hubie Brown doesn't care. He doesn't care who wins. He legitimately wants a close basketball game until the end.
Yeah.
So I drown out a lot of those complaints. But two women, especially two women a lot of you haven't heard of, you're turning the channel. You just are. We've come to a certain point where we're finally accepting of like, hey, Caitlin Clark is getting all the endorsements, but women should stick to women's basketball or when it comes to calling the games. I saw a lot of that. Saw a lot of those opinions. I mean, you're just not used to hearing women on big games. You're just not. Jessica Mendoza for baseball every day gets criticized by
which
men.
I don't know why. It's been like 4 years. I basically have moved on.
I feel
on.
Like she's been calling games for a decade.
Probably.
It's been a long time.
Probably. So it's been, I mean, it's been a while. So I thought basically everybody would move on, but yeah. Still there's some people who are upset. It's the same thing when you brought up, like I see some obvious, you know, I love Doris Burke. I mean, it's been pretty well documented. I still see, but I kind of accept the criticism and I'm kind of like, all right, like at least it's legitimate. Like people say the same things about her that they would about Mike Breen or that they would about a lot of others. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe it's still a little bit more because she is a female, but yeah, I think that there's an acceptance there that, hey, she's a lead analyst, she can do play-by-play. There's a lot of things about the game of basketball. She's just one of the people that are dominant in the sport.
Yeah, and you know, nothing really stood out with me about that Stephanie White. She's just... Candace Parker was on the game. I think Candace Parker's a little more... a little more outspoken,
but I think
she would be better. Chinny at ESPN, they've made her into a star.
Very
She's
outspoken.
On studio yes. shows. Monica McNutt is somebody you see everywhere. So maybe had they have been doing the game, there would have been a little less criticism.
But I didn't think she was unfair to the Cavs.
No.
I didn't think that any of the broadcasters were unfair to the Cavs. Obviously, Angel Gray, I don't think that she'd be unfair to the Cavs.
I love the way, and there were a lot of free throws in that game, but I love the way that they will allow a lot more contact, whether it's off the ball. You know, it does get into a little bit of a wrestling match that you have to kind of put up with. You have to, as an offensive player, you have to expect more contact. You can't just bitch to the refs. Mm-hmm. I actually think Orlando was doing way too much bitching to the refs to start out that game. Like, they were not ready for how the playoffs are officiated,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, we saw kind of a precursor after the All-Star break. They were allowing more contact. Playoffs are another level. I mean, you really, unless your arm is knocked off its course when you're trying to shoot a basketball, they're going to let a lot of contact go.
I want to hear, were you concerned at all about Mobley in the second half?
No, I wasn't concerned.
Because I didn't have any concern. Like, I felt that he did exactly what he's supposed to do, but I also
Orlando
thought that...
made some adjustments, so they weren't going to put their 6-1 guard on him off switches.
6-2, give him a little bit of credit. yeah, give him a little bit of credit. Like, I'm like, man, he's not going to go... There was, like, two times in, like, three sequences where he went on 6-2, and it was just not going to be the right matchup there. Who was it? Anthony that he went up against? Cole
yeah.
Anthony? Yeah. So you find yourself at 7 feet over 6-2, like, yeah, there's going to be a problem there. And I felt that they made some adjustments there in the second half to try to take him away.
The key was Evan Mobley came out and he did not hesitate. He didn't take the slow motion three to start out the game. They were totally disrespecting him, as every team will. By the way, every team we go up against in the playoffs, if it's Boston next round, they're not going to guard him at the three-point line until he's somebody who will take 10 in a game and make five. They're not going to guard Evan Mobley out on the perimeter. It's probably smarter defense to do it. And he came out and he hit those first two, and it got that crowd ignited. It's been a storyline all year. I went back and looked at a video I posted after like the third game of the year, where I'm like, why isn't he taking threes? Jason Lloyd wrote the article.
Yeah.
And then we had him on. And at that point, I was just like, well, he's just not there yet. He's 21 years old. He's not going to be ready to do that yet. But in the playoffs, he was ready. And I think that that made a difference. That opened up some spacing for him.
I thought it was a fine game. I mean, I know he hit the spin on one of those plays early. And yeah, I know that they took him away from the Cavs in the second half, because they know they're not going to be able to take Donovan Mitchell away. And if they're going to be able to chip away from a 12-point lead, you're going to have to try to focus on somebody. And you could try to do it on Donovan Mitchell, but then you got other guys who are going to kill you, and you don't want Evan Mobley to kill you. If you're going to lose, you'd rather Donovan Mitchell be the one to kill you. So I felt that they would take somebody away. He's still very inexperienced when it comes to this. So you're going to take your pick. You're not going to be able to take away Jared Allen, who was sensational, by the way, on Saturday. You were going to take away Evan Mobley, but I thought Evan did a fine job. 216-474-0092. All right, I'll hear from you guys. We want to hear from you guys over the next hour, obviously, because there's a big question here that it was the best thing about the game other than the win. You guys had to be feeling the same way I did about this. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lama, take us with you to work on that free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.